L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, Los Angeles. Jeff, a very good evening to you. After the fires, the arguments. You send me a photograph of what you identify as a toxic soup off of Malibu. What am I looking at, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. After we had these massive wildfires, particularly in the Pacific Palisades, Malibu area, which is a land area that butts up against the Pacific Ocean, either steep cliffs or gradual rises. A lot of that ran off during the rains that we had after the fires. But this has made its way into the ocean. And so now you have, you know, the results of homes and businesses and electric vehicles and digital equipment running off through streams and canyons into the water. And so what you have is you have this toxic patch of pollution. It's just black. It's this massive black floating off of the coast there. And it's you can see wood sticking up above the surface. It looks like oil. It's just hard to tell what's all in there, but they do know there's massive amounts of toxic materials. They're very concerned about the beaches and certainly about the marine life and the life on the land around it, the wildlife on the land and plants. They think this is going to have much larger ramifications than just the structures and the woodlands that were burned during the fires.
Jeff, the fires are a major problem to solve in future. Right now, we've got to deal with something that I never thought through. That is, what do you do with the debris when you clean up the fires? Have they decided?
Well, they have decided, and they've been ever since they've been able to get in there and start sifting through the debris and recovering what they can, but they've had to remove a lot of that. And so you have massive amounts of trucks moving out from the Eaton Fire area, the Palisades Fire area, and other areas to landfills around the county. And there's a big bone of contention in terms of what's moving through certain people's cities, what's going to be in landfills that aren't that far from residential communities, schools, hospitals, parks. So we're seeing protests, large protests. You're having, you know, celebrities and very powerful people get involved who live in some of those areas. They're taking it to the supervisors and the councilmen, and they're taking it to court. And this is a big deal. And it's seen as one more example by a lot of the residents of the city and the county turning its back, and the state as well, turning its back on residents, saying, well, too bad it happened, and now you just have to deal with the what happened with the fires, with the remnants here. And people aren't putting up with it. You know, some of these neighborhoods that are adjacent to the landfills or nearby are places like Calabasas that are filled with multi-million dollar homes, estates, really. And those people are up in arms. So, this is going to go on for a while. And then I think in the long term, you're probably going to see lawsuits come up when people contend that there are injuries that occur, you know, health injuries and things like that. So, this is far from over. Obviously, it's far from over because they're still cleaning up the fire areas. But in terms of the rippling effects, it's going to go on for a long time.
Are there dumps that they're using and they might have to pull apart again? You arrive with waste material and you put it in the dump. Is that going to have a court order to say you can't put it there, take it out again?
Yeah, good question, because they've already expanded some of the dumps. Some of the dumps they're saying, look, the ones that are near residential areas, we're making sure we're not dumping any toxic materials there, although I don't know how they're going to ensure that. But, yeah, who knows what's going to happen in the future with the courts if they'll say you have to cover it over, you're going to have to compensate the people who live nearby because of housing values or damage to health. They're trying, honestly, in some ways they're trying the best they can to work with what they have. But on the other hand, it's just one more thing that, one more straw on the camel's back, that where people are saying, you're disregarding the citizens here. You don't even ask us what we want to do, and you disregard us when we tell you what we want to do. And this is one of the things that has emerged from this fire, whether it's been the mayor's treatment of people and personnel, or the sanitation groups, or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. People think that the citizens of L.A. County have been cut out of the process.
How long? Remember that detail that at Maui, after 18 months, only three houses had been erected? What is the number that is now being given for how long till recovery?
Well, the number 18 months is a good one to start with, because that's what they were first throwing out there as a way to kind of comfort the people who were afflicted. And now you have Karen Bass saying probably around 5 years. But most people tend to think it's going to be taking much longer than that. And, you know, part of it is a large portion of the damaged area along the Palisades was right along on Pacific Coast Highway, where on one side you have the highway and on the other side you have the beach. And to try to rebuild there all in mass is going to be near impossible. It's going to take many years to get this done if people actually want to come back. What we are seeing is we're seeing people give up, throwing up their arms and saying, that's it, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, I don't want to reinvest and move back. And they're selling their lots. You know, I hate to use the term fire sale prices, but they're just trying to get cash and move out. And there are plenty of speculators that are swooping in and offering the money. So that's another concern as well.
And the big one, the 2028 Olympics. Now, this is Pacific Palisades in Malibu. That's pretty far from the Olympics. So what is the anxiety?
Well, the anxiety has a lot to do with traffic. I don't believe there are any games, any sports are actually taking place in that area. But this is a fire that these are a set of fires that have impacted the entire region. And so, you know, it's rebuilding, it's, you know, transportation, it's moving waste materials out, making sure that there's housing for the athletes and people that are involved. And also, you know, part of it is having the resources available for LA to stage the games, the transportation, the security, all those things. There are a lot of people who are very concerned, and there's been talk about either scaling it back or, you know, moving some of the events around to other locations with the idea of keeping the games in the LA area, somewhere near LA, but moving them out of their original site because it won't be feasible to hold it there. Plus, you know, we also have the FIFA, the Soccer World Cup coming up as well, and that's going to make a big impact. So people are very concerned about these major events.
Three major political personalities involved here. Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. Kristen Crowley, the former fire chief of Los Angeles. And Rick Caruso, a candidate for the mayoralty in the last cycle, who is very prominently criticizing the fire department and the mayor's office. How are they sorting it out, Jeff? We have about a minute.
Well, good question. The mayor, Karen Bass, fired Chief Kristen Crowley, saying, look, you didn't do what we needed to do during the fires, and because of public safety, we're going to get rid of you. It now appears that she's appealing her dismissal, and that'll have to go before city council. And it's going to be close because Karen Bass has got a lot of people on her side that have some pull. You've got Rick Caruso saying, look, there's all these ways we can fix the situation so it doesn't happen again. In the meantime, city council is saying we want to make sure people like Rick Caruso, who had their own private firefighters, aren't able to use firefighting equipment like hydrants when a fire comes around. And it's really just poking back at Caruso is all it is. He didn't cause any problems for the Palisades. And like I said, you have Crowley trying to make her way back. But Bass's career, it seems like every day she takes another step into the abyss and makes another mistake, and she just sinks down farther. So her career just, I can't believe it, she's still hanging on, but she's there.
The good news, 15 seconds. Tell me about the Vegas A's. Are they sold out?
It appears they've sold out the season for Sacramento or come close to it. Matter of fact, they're going to install more seating to handle the overflow. So the people in Sacramento are very excited about it.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.